December 12, a voice of gladness. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Philippians 4:4. The great apostle Paul was firm where duty and principle were at stake, but courtesy was a marked trait of his character, and this gave him access to the highest class of society. Paul never doubted the ability of God or his willingness to give him the grace he needed to live the life of a Christian. He does not live under a cloud of doubt, groping his way in the mist and darkness of uncertainty, complaining of hardship and trials. A voice of gladness, strong with hope and courage, sounds all along the line down to our time. Paul had a healthful religious experience. The love of Christ was his grand theme and the constraining power that governed him. When in the most discouraging circumstances, which would have had a depressing influence upon halfway Christians, he is firm of heart, full of courage and hope and cheer. The same hope and cheerfulness is seen when he is upon the deck of the ship, the tempest beating about him, the ship going to pieces. He gives orders to the commander of the ship and preserves the lives of all on board. Although a prisoner, he is really the master of the ship, the freest and happiest man on board. When before kings and dignitaries of the earth, who hold his life in their hands, he quailed not, for he had given his life to God, and it was hid in Christ. He softened by his courtesy the hearts of those men in power, men of fierce temper. Wicked and corrupt they were in heart, in life. Propriety of deportment, the grace of true politeness, marked all his conduct. When he stretched out his hand, as was his custom in speaking, the clanking chains caused him no shame or embarrassment. He looked upon them as a token of honor and rejoiced that he could suffer for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. His reasoning was so clear and convincing that it made the profligate king tremble. Grace, like an angel of mercy, makes his voice heard sweet and clear, repeating the story of the cross, the matchless love of Christ.